This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Catholic doctor and a Buddhist student filed a federal lawsuit against the University of Colorado Anschutz School of Medicine yesterday, objecting to the school's requirement that faculty, staff, and students be vaccinated against COVID-19. The lawsuit claims the pair, who are anonymous, object to the vaccine for religious reasons. The doctor claims she faces imminent firing for her unwillingness to take the shot, according to the suit, and the student said he was forced out of his program at the school. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland was the keynote speaker at a conservation symposium organized by Colorado State University yesterday. She spoke virtually and advocated for President Biden's plan to conserve 30% of public lands by 2030. Haaland also spoke about the nearly 24 animal species that were declared extinct by the federal government.
A healthy ecosystem, that's what we're looking for. We want to make sure that wildlife has the habitat they need to continue so that we don't face any more extinctions.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack was also at the event. He announced a $3 billion plan for farmers to recover from drought and the pandemic and fight African swine fever. A 5-time Olympic medalist from Colorado Springs has pleaded guilty to a felony charge for storming the U.S. Capitol during the January 6th riot. Cleet Keller acknowledged brushing away officers who tried to remove him from the Capitol Rotunda as he attempted to block certification of the 2020 election results. He faces 21 to 27 months in prison with fines up to $95,000. According to the Gazette, more than 600 people have been arrested in connection to the attack on the Capitol. This is CPR and KRCC. The high in Denver today will be 60 degrees with lots of clouds.